St. Petersburg Times political editor Adam C. Smith and Tampa Tribune political reporter William March spoke today at the Suncoast Tiger Bay Club in St. Petersburg. Both addressed the race for the presidency, including yesterday's Super Tuesday results. Republican Senator John McCain emerged as the clear frontrunner in the Republican race. Adam Smith said that might not bode well for Florida Democrats because McCain is popular with independents and swing voters.
John McCain stands to be the Democrats' worst nightmare. And that's because if you talk to an awful lot of Democrats, they will say, you know, I like that John McCain. This is an election cycle where Democrats are more fired up than they've been in a long time, and suddenly, especially after Bush, and suddenly they're looking at a Republican alternative that doesn't seem so bad. So he may be the best thing the Republicans have to minimize the energy.
Smith pointed out that some prominent conservatives have accused John McCain of not being conservative enough to get support from the Republican Party's base.
Rush Limbaugh and Coulter. These people are apoplectic. They are apoplectic about the idea of John McCain as their nominee, and it doesn't look like that's going to stop. There is a real possibility that if John McCain is the nominee, you're going to have a decent chunk of the Republican base so horrified by this Democrat in disguise that they're going to sit it out.
WMNF asked Republican Tiger Bay Club members, like St. Petersburg resident Jill McGrath, whether they thought enough conservatives would support McCain for him to become president.
Yes, I do, because there is a stringent conservatives who would not elect vote for anybody but Huckabee. And then there are people who realize that we've got give and take in the whole conservative groups all over the United States. There are different allegiances to the questions of what is really important.
Mary Wheeler and Kelly McRae, both from St. Petersburg and McCain supporters, agreed that McCain could appeal to a large enough number of Republicans.
I think most of us go kind of the middle of the road. We're not really ultra-conservative or ultra-liberal. I think we all kind of tend to just stay kind of in the middle.
I could care less of him attracting those off-base Republicans who are way out in left field. He has a solid base in the Republican Party as a conservative. That's my feeling about it. He's more tuned to things than any of the others.
WMNF asked Adam Smith whether Democratic candidate Illinois Senator Barack Obama would be able to reach voters of all demographics in addition to the strong lead he holds with young and with black voters.
He's got to show some broad appeal. You know, he came out of South Carolina looking very strong, but that was an overwhelmingly African-American electorate. Same thing in Florida, the exit polls showed. Now, you can look at some other states, and there were signs that he was expanding his success among African-American voters. On the other hand, you know, he was arguing that his campaign was arguing that he's going to do well in some of the red states. And if you look at states like Oklahoma and Tennessee, he was not especially strong among white voters. So that's going to be one of those issues, although he can argue that Super Tuesday, he showed he's broadening his appeal.